Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Things are afoot in Red Wing land as Vladimir Tarasenko has been shipped off to Minnesota for future considerations. Here, take our salary. Thank you very much. What are they war chesting for? Feedback coming in. Now that Tarasenko is gone, Steve, please find a power forward to play with Larkin and Raymond, a Darren McCarty type guy, and maybe a top four defenseman. I would love to see Ekblad be the target in free agency. Yep. Champ Tarek Skubal, outstanding game. Chump Malik Beasley. It's from Greg in Clinton Township. We haven't talked about Beasley in a while here. We talked about it earlier in the show. It's tough, man, because it's just an investigation. It does not look good. Obviously, there's a reason there's an investigation, but, you know, innocent until proven guilty. I won't chump him until something is proven, but it's not stopping a lot of people today.
No, it's not.
With the Red Wings trade today, I'm telling you the big move is coming up. The big move coming up, it's going to be a trade with Dallas to get Robertson here. I'm telling you, boys, that's the move we've been waiting for. I cannot wait. Let's go. If this happens, I will be back on the Iser plan like never before. That's from Marlin in Walled Lake. So, yeah, I don't know that there's truly accessibility to him. It was reported that he was accessible. And then didn't they say maybe not so fast? This is a young player, 35 goal scorer last year, 25 years old. Let's see if I can find any new reporting on it. But, I mean, that would feel like a huge move, an absolutely huge move. But is there truly accessibility to him? I'm a little skeptical.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I mean, that's not the type of player that you would think that any team wants to get rid of.
No.
The local kid from Northville was kind of cool. Two-time 40-goal scorer. Had 109 points just a couple of seasons ago. Yes, you know, sign me up. But is he movable? Is that what Dallas wants to do? They do have the GM of the year again.
Yep.
With former Red Wing and former Red Wing front office guy, Jim Nill. But let's see.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, inquire, sure.
Here is what the very latest is, according to Mark Lazarus, who covers that team for the Athletic. If they want to make a run at Mitch Marner or another free agent, they might have to move 25-year-old star Jason Robertson to do it. It's still a long shot to happen, but Robertson is due a massive raise next summer, so it's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, we're getting into the... I don't want it to be, if it's anything less than Ekblad and Robertson, it's a disaster, right? Because yep. you start to build up these expectations, but.
I saw Paul smile. Paul Sarah just smiled.
It would be kind of funny if people were annoyed by them not getting Robertson and Ekblad.
Yes, but that's how it works is.
We've created an unrealistic expectation.
And I mean, that sounds kind of perfect, right? 25-year-old star, bring in a top blue liner. Upgrade the goalie position. You know, you're talking about a great off season. And stuff starts to look like very sensible, and that looks like a playoff team and a playoff team with a future. And you'd have to give up some assets to get Robertson, but that's okay.
You're also adding size too, because Robertson's 6'3", and you don't have a guy like that. That's a high-end talent.
No, I mean, this would be really, really good. But, you know, I mean, typically the kinds of moves that are made are not ones that we can just come up with. They're like, oh, okay, yeah. But, man, Aaron Ekblad and Nathan Robertson would be awesome.
Jason Robertson.
Jason Robertson. Who's Nathan Robertson?
Well, Nate Robertson was a gum time pitcher for the Tigers back in the mid-2000s.
Wasn't he also a point guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That Nate Robinson was a point guard.
248-539-9797. I was at the game yesterday. Great atmosphere and energy. The crowd was high-fiving all around. My only complaint, no hot dog guys walking around. What?
At the baseball game?
Really? Interesting.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Parker Meadows has to be sent down to Toledo. I was at the game last night, and he's fighting himself horribly. Okay, I don't know what the requisite period of time to give Parker Meadows to heat up is. here we go with the revolving bullseye of scrutiny. Just slides up and down the roster of this first place team. But it's fair. I mean, at some point, A.J. Hinch says, it's going to do him some good. Look, they sent Sweeney down, right, on Friday, after Friday's game. And he's not hitting the curveball at all. His batting average against on the curveball, I think it's 148. So he's getting a healthy diet of them. And this is what you use Toledo for. Go figure out that part of your game, and then you get another chance. For Parker Meadows, I think it's much of the same thing, but...
Well, yeah, and sometimes he looks outmatched. Other times he's hit the ball hard, but at people. Yeah. Some of it might be some bad luck, and maybe that's where you look up those other weird statistics in the sabermetric world. But in the meantime, he's a flawless center fielder. He's one of the few guys on the team that's a base-stealing threat. He's got incredible speed, and he does hit for some power when he's connecting. So he's... I think showing signs of coming out of it, but he has a long runway in my mind.
I think so. And you know what's funny is when the topic came up with AJ last week on the morning show, he made the comment that Parker Meadows is helping us win games with more than what he's doing at the plate. So please, you know, keep that in mind when you're evaluating Parker Meadows. He's brought his average from 133 to 187 in the last 10 days, 11 days. So he's doing better.
Yes, he's doing better, but he doesn't have a huge sample size. So it's like incrementally better. So if he goes 2-for-4 one night, you know, that average can jump 20 points or something at this point. So,
right.
But he'll be fine. I have confidence Parker Meadows, as long as Parker Meadows stays healthy, he'll be fine.
He's 10 for his last 30, for what that's worth.
That's
not bad.
That's 333, Doug. That's a pretty good average.
248-539-9797. I still think the Tigers need a starting pitch before the deadline. That's from an unnamed texter. Champ Scoobel thought he was going to have 15 Ks. Chump ESPN for not having one of the players mic'd up. Well, one of our players mic'd up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Champ Zach frickin' McKinstry, dude's become one of my favorite Tigers. Chump Parker Meadows, he hasn't had a lot of ABs this season, but his plate appearances are starting to concern me. It's for Hunter and Ann Arbor. Yeah, I mean, stats can be misleading. The strikeout totals in that stretch, he's still striking out a lot, but 248-539-9797. Let's go to Paul in Clinton Township here on 97.1. Hello, Paul.
Hey guys, thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, you brought up the revolving bullseye, and, you know, we had this conversation, I want to say, 2 weeks ago, when the one guy called up and said that Riley Green never gets a hit with guys on base.
Yeah.
Even though he was third in RBIs at the time, and now, I mean, right?
Yep.
Yep. If we literally got rid of or sent to the minors every player this fan base didn't like, look at this roster. How many guys would actually be left on the roster? Okay? Torkelson wouldn't be on the team. Baez would not be on the team. Riley Green, as crazy as it sounds, people earlier in the year wanted to send him to Toledo to work on his swing when he had that rough stretch. You've got, I swear, it's almost as if, and I said this when I called 2 weeks ago, it's almost as if success of the baseball team has brought out a fan base that doesn't get 162 games and doesn't get that these guys actually know what they're doing. It's crazy, you know. I mean, the pitching staff, you've had similar things. I swear, I wish people, put it this way, it'd probably be no fun for you guys on radio, right? Because you have to do radio day to day. But God, I wish some people would just kind of understand what the sport is, know there's ups and downs, know that a guy like Parker Meadows did not have a spring training. You know, he plays great defense. They're willing to work through it. And if they ever get to the point that they feel he needs it, he'll go down. It's just funny listening to the fan base. But like I said, think of all the guys that this fan base wanted to get rid of on this roster.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you just look at Toledo's roster, Toledo's chock full of guys that have had their opportunities and they've been passed over now because other guys have gotten better, whether it's Ryan Kreidler or now you're seeing Trey Sweeney, Akil Baddoo, Justin Henry Molloy. I mean, it's littered with a roster of guys that have had a taste of Major League Baseball.
So FBG25 on Twitch just posted something that I was thinking. I swear every time someone says player X needs to go to Toledo, that guy starts mashing.
Yes.
Early in the week, it was Colt Keith. Later in the week, it was Spencer Torkelson. It's why I call it the revolving bullseye of criticism. It just slides up and down the roster. And yeah, Paul's right. Baseball seasons are so long and it's short-term results, long-term conclusions. I made a comment earlier in the year. It's, we do it too. We spend a lot of time trying to fix the team with the best record in baseball. And they power through. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. It's Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsor.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.